America weekend.
Hello, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Another week in the books, and that means more and more entertainment news. And it always gets more and more interesting, does it not? Well, to bring it all to us, it is time once again for the Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Staffo.
Well, Ed, I'm about to hit you with some education here with a list of people who, one can say, have added to the fame of Paul McCartney. Michael Jackson. When the pair released The Girl Is Mine in 1982 and followed up with the single Say, 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 that one hit number one the following year. Stevie Wonder in 1982 with Ebony and Ivory. And of course, most importantly, John Lennon. If not for this partnership, we wouldn't have songs like A Day in the Life and I Want to Hold Your Hand. They met in the 1950s and later got together to form the Beatles. Ever heard of them? Okay, so Kanye West isn't on this list. Insert eye roll here. When Kanye West announced that he would be collaborating with McCartney, some interesting posts showed up on social media questioning, who is this Paul McCartney guy? And thank goodness for kind-hearted Kanye West giving no-name artists a shot. Really? Congratulations to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. After a short relationship and an even shorter engagement, they're happily married. They had a small ceremony with only close friends and family at their Los Angeles home, and they tried to keep it as private as possible. But I'm sure there will be a Cameron Diaz wedding issue in some magazine coming out soon with all the photos that we can handle. And why isn't Governor Christie a Giants fan or even a Jets fan? Do I need to humor you with a response to those questions? Most people have been asking, though, why is he a Dallas Cowboys fan? I ask, why is it such a problem? Who cares? Let the guy enjoy a team that actually made the playoffs. The governor of New Jersey is no bandwagon Dallas fan. As a matter of fact, Jerry Jones says that Christie's the most deep-seated Dallas fan he's ever known and contributes to the team's mojo. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And as always, Christina will be back next week. Ah, to be young, to have all kinds of money, to be able to throw around and do whatever you want. Buy cars, buy houses, go to Starbucks, buy 9 lattes. You don't care how much it is because you got so much money in the bank, you don't know what to do with it. And to think you have all of this spending power and you're not even 30 years old. How do you do this? Stuffing envelopes at home? I think not. You need to be a big Hollywood star under 30. Well, these young actors and actresses are the biggest earners in Hollywood under the age of 30, according to calculations from Box Office Mojo. Did you even know there was something called Box Office Mojo? Well, there is. The industry money counter tallied how much actors have brought in at the box office, and these are the 10 stars under 30 who have made the most over the course of their relatively short careers. Here we go. Number 10 on the list, Taylor Lautner. Taylor Lautner is known as the third wheel in the dramatic love triangle of the Twilight saga. Lautner plays Jacob, the werewolf that protagonist Bella befriends and later has complicated feelings for when things between her and her vampire hubby are on the rocks. Whatever happened to just a good All My Children episode, right, folks? That franchise is basically all Lautner is known for, aside from the star-studded romantic comedy Valentine's Day, but it's enough to get him on this list. In total, the actor has made $1.482 billion at the box office across all of his films, with the Twilight Saga Eclipse being the highest grossing at $300 million. The actor has made 8 films, which have grossed an average of $185 million. Number 9, Kellan Lutz. Kellan Lutz, another actor riding high on Twilight Mania. He's made more than Lautner by just a fraction, but has still grossed around $1.482 billion during his career, mostly from that franchise. Eclipse is also Lutz's highest grossing film. The actor played one of the impossibly good-looking members of the Are there any ugly people in those movies? I think not. He played one of the impossibly good-looking members of the vampire Cullen family in the franchise. He had a guest spot on 30 Rock, Whoop-de-doo, and played Hercules in that other Hercules movie that came out this year. Number 8, Jennifer Lawrence. She is all over the place. Lawrence is one of the most acclaimed actresses of her generation. Her performances in films like American Hustle, which I was not too thrilled with. Mark Leonard is going to disagree with me there, but I was not thrilled with that. Winter's Bone and Silver Linings Playbook have netted her an Academy Award in comparisons to Meryl Streep. but it's the Hunger Games franchise that helps her rake in the dough at the box office and makes her the 127th highest earning actor in the business. The Hunger Games: Catching Fire is her highest grossing film with $424.7 million, and in total she's made $1.5 billion at the box office during her career. Now that's obviously she didn't make that, but you know if the movies are taking in that kind of money, you can just imagine how much she has in her checking account. She's not running to the ATM every 10 seconds to check her balance, folks. Next up, Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson has made $1.733 billion at the box office during his short career. Pulling in most of that cash is the male star of the Twilight franchise. It's all this Twilight stuff. Eclipse, the third installment in the series and his highest grossing film to date, as he comes in at number 96 on the complete list. Now, this is everybody, not just talking about young people, but every single actor in Hollywood. And we're talking about people, you know, that have been around for years and years and years, the Eastwoods and the De Niros of the world. Pattinson's 12 films have grossed an average of $1.44.5 million each. He was first noticed in a smallish role as the very attractive Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, which also adds a pretty penny to his box office total. Again, these are the 10 highest paid Hollywood stars under 30. Number 6, Kristen Stewart. Pattinson's, here we go again, Twilight co-star and former girlfriend Kristen Stewart comes in at number 88 on the complete list, having earned a total of $1.769 billion at the box office during her career. Eclipse is also her highest grossing film, but Snow White and the Huntsman is a big earner for the actress outside that franchise with a mere $155 million. Stewart's 22 movies have grossed an average of $80.4 million apiece. She has also turned towards more indie projects after Twilight. She played punk rock star Joan Jett in The Runaways, a stripper prostitute who James Gandolfini makes his surrogate daughter in Welcome to the Rileys, and the loose cannon Mary Lou in the adaptation of Jack Kerouac's seminal novel On the Road. What about Scarlett Johansson? I didn't know Scarlett Johansson was under 30. She's been around, doesn't it seem like she's been around a long time? Anywho, Scarlett Johansson is without a doubt one of the biggest movie stars in the world. She's been in blockbusters and well-received independent films and Oscar winners. Though she hasn't yet taken home a trophy herself, her recent role as Marvel's Black Widow has helped make her a box office heavyweight, with The Avengers being her highest grossing film at $623.4 million. Black Widow also appears in the Iron Man and Captain America movies, and fans have lobbied hard for the female superhero to get a standalone picture. As long as Johansson is playing the character, she'll keep bringing home the box office bacon. In total, she's made $2.08 billion at the box office during her career, making 33 films that have grossed an average of $63 million a picture. The next one, number 4, here's somebody who's had some issues out of the theater as well, so to speak. Shia LaBeouf. Isn't that one of the more fun names to say in all of Hollywood? Shia LaBeouf. Sounds like something that you would get at the car wash if you added an extra $3 to the bill. I'll take the Shia LaBeouf as well. Shia LaBeouf has lately been earning a reputation for his bizarre behavior on and off the set, including wearing a brown bag over his head on the red carpet and cutting his face himself when he thought makeup artists on the set of his new movie Fury weren't doing a good enough job giving him fake wounds. If you're somebody who's financing these pictures, and if one of your stars decides to take out a penknife and just start carving up his face, it's not a good sign. But yet he still gets work. He got his start, as many child stars do, on the Disney Channel. I did not know that, folks. So he was on the Disney Channel, but rose to fame leading Michael Bay's Transformers franchise, though LaBeouf wasn't involved in the most recent Transformers film. The first three he did star in grossed $319 million, $402 million, and $352 million, respectively, to land the 28-year-old on this high spot on the list. He actually was very good. What was the sequel to Wall Street? Money Never Sleeps. With Michael Douglas, and he was very good in that, but the guy's had a lot of offset trouble, and let's hope he can keep things together. Next on the list, number 3, is Rupert Grint. Not to spoil things for you, but the top three actors on this list all made the bulk of their money from participating in the same franchise. The 8 Harry Potter films grossed $2.39 billion domestically as fans of the uber-popular novels swarmed theaters for the film adaptations. We all knew that already. The highest grossing of those films was the very last installment, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which made $381 million during its time in theaters and is the 20th highest grossing film of all times domestically. Number 2, if you're talking about Harry Potter, you got to talk about Daniel Radcliffe. you might have expected maybe he would be in first place. He is not. Let's see. The actor who will in some way always be associated with the character of Harry Potter is the second highest earning actor under the age of 30. Daniel Radcliffe has brought in a total of $2.44 billion at the box office. Number one. Emma Watson. The top earning actor under 30 is Harry Potter star Emma Watson. Isn't that amazing? It's not Harry Potter. It's one of the old sidekicks there. So there you go. Those are some people that have a whole lot of money and should be working unless they do something quite self-destructive for a long, long time. When those kids went to their parents at some point and said, you know what, Mom, Dad, I'm not going to college. I want to try acting. And their parents got really, really mad at them. How do you think they feel now? Well, they probably have 9 houses, 4 cars, and more money than they know what to do with. And it's all because the kid decided, Mom, Dad, I want to be an actor. So when your kid comes up to you with a dream, don't poo-poo it, because you never know what's going to happen. You can follow me on Twitter at Ed Kalegi, at E-D-K-A-L-E-G-I. It's always a good way to stay in touch with the show, as we always preview what's coming up next week on the program. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.